Jellyfish are invading the Florida coast. More than 1,600 people stung just in the last week alone by a type of jellyfish that is rarely found in American waters. Scientists say changing weather patterns may be to blame. Our Yanji Denise is in Cocoa Beach, Florida, with much more on this. Good morning, Yanji.
Good morning, Robin. It is another beautiful day here on Cocoa Beach, but if you take a look in the water or walk along the sand, you find hundreds of these. They're called mauve jellyfish. They are pretty small, but they pack a powerful punch.
We're having a jellyfish infestation. Look at them all.
They are in the water by the thousands, small dark discs full of venom. They cover the beaches, and if one stings you, watch out.
Ow! The jellyfish stung me.
He was yelling, owie, 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 and she's sitting on the other side screaming that she got stung.
Here in Central Florida, there are plenty of people on the beach, but few in the water.
Honestly, I'm just scared I might get stung.
A couple brave souls have entered it, but ironically, they're basically coming right up to us at the lifeguard tower once they get in the water because they've been stung a couple times.
In just the last few days, swarms of mauve jellyfish have stung 1,600 people along this short stretch of coastline. When one hits, here's what happens. Jellyfish have tentacles with thousands of tiny capsules. When triggered, small harpoon-like structures are released, exploding at 10,000 times the force of gravity, packing a fierce, poisonous punch. They sting to capture their prey.
They've evolved this very clever way to use venom to immobilize their prey. Then they pull it up and they eat it with their mouth, which is suspended under the bell.
They're everywhere.
Mauve jellyfish are rare here. Scientists believe they washed up from a population bloom deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
Now, if you do get stung by one of these guys, there are three things you need to do. First and foremost, get out of the water. Then grab a credit card or even your hotel room key and scrape off those tentacles, because even when the body is separated, they can continue to sting you. Lastly, just grab some white vinegar. The folks here on the beach say that they have gone through 25 gallons of this stuff. They say if you apply it, it works wonders. Robin and George.
How long do they think the jellyfish are going to be around, Yanji?
Well, it all depends on the weather. They believe some winds just pushed all of these in from a big plume in the Gulf of Mexico, and it really just depends on when the currents will take them out.